It's time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The sideline report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton. A live sideline report this morning on this Thanksgiving Day, a beautiful day in Princeton. And joining me on the show this morning, former co-host Ty Engelbright in the studio with us. And Ty, good morning. This is the sixth time we've done this on Turkey Day.
It is. And great to be here, Todd, on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Where else would you want to be than here talking sports?
There's no other place I'd want to be on Thanksgiving morning at 8 o'clock. There's just nowhere.
Well, and just to let everyone know, we do have a top five today. So, you know, every now and then we like to dust that concept off and come in and run through a top five for everybody. So to let everybody know, our top five is our top five songs that enhance your favorite sports movie. So we'll give everybody a little time to think about that as we discuss other things this morning. But, Ty, I think that's a good top five.
Yeah, we pulled this one out of the top five hat. I guess it was last week. We always kind of confer what we're going to do, and I kind of like this one. I don't know if I'm real happy with what I have chosen for the list, but we'll just see when we get there. So,
well, that's the thing about top fives, though, is that, you know, your top five today might not be your top five next week.
Definitely the way I do things, that is how it works. So, but this is my top five for today.
Yeah.
And I'm excited.
We've got them lined up and ready to go. We're going to talk some other things, though, on the show before we get to the top five. Stay with us. We'll be back and get going right after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Have you noticed some changes at your local First Southern National Bank branch? We are replacing our drive-through lanes with FAB lanes, full access banking. You can now do almost everything you could do at the ATM or inside the bank from the comfort of your car. Deposit checks, withdraw cash, make loan payments, and so much more. Video tellers are available to assist you when needed. Banking is more convenient than ever with First Southern's FAB lanes. Learn more at fsnb.net. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ready to brave the challenge? Need a kickstart to your career in criminal justice? The Kentucky State Penitentiary is seeking motivated individuals who are up for the challenge, hiring correctional officers in Eddyville at the state's only maximum security correctional institution. Applicants must be a high school graduate or have GED, 20 years of age, drug screening testing, and background checks required. Apply online, Facebook, or at careers.ky.gov, or call 270-388-2211, extension 253. Kentucky State Penitentiary, an equal opportunity employer, male, female, disabled.
This is Kevin Meacham from H&R Agripower. Now's the time to get a great deal on select Kubota compact tractors, rated number one in durability and owner experience. They're designed for easy operation and feature performance-matched attachments. Right now, put zero down and get 0% APR for up to 48 months, plus save up to $1,100. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
See H&R Agripower, your Kubota dealer, for a free test drive. Eagle Way, Hopkins.
At Goodwin Insurance, they select their insurance companies the same way you do, very carefully. When you work with the agents at Goodwin Insurance, you can count on receiving fast, courteous professional service with quality protection. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
B&C Unique Boutique is more than ready for Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. A rare event will take place both days. Judy Blue Jeans will be 25% off. Spend $50, get $5 off. Spend $100, get $15 off. Spend $150, get $30 off. You can register to win a $50 gift card and a basket. Free Christmas tea with a $150 purchase and enjoy the hot chocolate and cookie bar. B&C Unique Boutique in Princeton will be open Black Friday 6 to 2 and Grand Rivers will be open 10 to 3. Enjoy Thanksgiving. Then shop B&C Unique Boutique Black Friday and Small Business Saturday.
At YourSportsEdge.com, we strive every day to continue to bring you the gold standard in high school sports coverage with more on your teams and your players.
Or did it show up there?
And while they are not gold, those crystal awards we have won for doing what we love to do are pretty cool too.
Something you see every day.
The Kentucky Broadcaster's Best Digital Product Award winner. YourSportsEdge.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Former co-host Ty Engelbright in the studio with us for our Thanksgiving Day show once again. And mentioned when we first opened up, it's our sixth one of these Thanksgiving shows. And Ty, we've been doing it so long that when we started, there were only two NFL games on Thanksgiving. Now there's three.
Yeah, I mean, it's just life is good when they expand the NFL on Thanksgiving Day. So the good thing is, if you happen to have an event, say, you know, mid-morning to the noon hour, you know, you got football then.
Yep.
Then you can go into the mid to late afternoon, you got football then. Then you can kind of go right up through the evening, and you got football on the TV for most of the day. So, yeah. I guess they know what they're doing at the networks.
Well, and the NFL has an outstanding lineup today, and sometimes it doesn't always work out this way. You know, sometimes what looks like great matchups before the season don't always end up that way when you get there. But you look at today's lineup, you've got Bills at Lions. That's on CBS at 11:30. The Bills may be one of the better teams, maybe the best team in the AFC. The Lions certainly improved. I think they've won their last two games. And the Bills actually won in Detroit as a home game last week because they had to move out of Buffalo because of all the snow.
Yeah. And, you know, on Thanksgiving when we were kids, Dallas and Detroit were going to play.
Oh, yeah.
They're playing on Thanksgiving. Yeah. So it's always kind of see who they're going to be playing and then that third game now that they've added. And, of course, the Cowboys are probably the hottest team in the NFL right now, definitely the NFC. So that's going to be fun. And the poor Vikings, you know, whatever happened to them last week was horrible. But I think Dallas is on a quick turn, aren't they? So we'll have to see.
They ran all over the Vikings last week. But Cowboys host the New York Giants. That's the mid-afternoon game on Fox at 3:30. And, of course, the Giants are so banged up. They're having a fantastic year.
They are.
Maybe the surprise of the NFL. But a lot of people banged up for this one. Heard somebody say their entire offensive line is out for this one, and most of their wide receiving core. And, of course, Wandale Robinson from UK is one of those guys. I think he's on the IR. So a lot of people are saying the Cowboys big in that one, but hey, you never know.
Yeah, I saw Brady Quinn breaking it down before I came in. And, he was saying that probably it's going to be a Cowboys romp.
Yeah,
at least his prediction was that. And like I said, when you're banged up and you're trying to plug players into key positions, it's hard to win, especially at that level.
Well, and the late game on NBC, the added game that we've got a few years ago. I don't think we had this game 6 years ago, but it's been added for a few years now. You got Patriots at Vikings on NBC at 7:20. The Vikings trying to bounce back from the beating they took at the hands of the Cowboys, and the Patriots just moving along, having another really good season.
Yeah, and it's amazing, you know, Bill Belichick gets a lot of flack. Oh, he only won because Brady was there.
Yeah.
But he's demonstrated he's a solid coach. He can take players and provide a winning attitude into them and just get it done. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that kind of figured out that if you're strong up front, you'll always be pretty good. And
exactly.
I think the Patriots are usually pretty good up front. And then
no doubt.
You bring in a quarterback that can kind of manage the game a little bit, and you go out and try to win. I think in the NFL, most of the games come down to the last, you know, 2 or 3 minutes anyway. So the quarterback you need to succeed in the NFL is that guy that can drive you down the field in a two-minute offense and either get you in position for a field goal or get you into the end zone.
Exactly. And it's funny, you know, I wish I could go back to when I was like 12, 14 years old. In those days in the NFL, that in my mind were the glory days, where you had your main quarterback stars and some star receivers, you know, your skilled player positions, and you knew that those guys were going to go out and probably get you a win. Now it's a change a little bit different. You're talking about being up front. You've got, you know, your lines are seems like they're more important. Yeah, they're always important, but you know what I'm saying? The game just sort of seems to have evolved a little bit compared to when we were kids, and it always does.
Yeah.
You go back and look at the different eras, especially the NFL, it evolves, and it's just different. So it's interesting to see how today's modern NFL, the way it's structured, works.
Sometimes those defensive and offensive linemen back in the day were just great big guys. But you look at those guys now, and they're 300 pounds plus, but They can move. They can jump. They're athletic.
They're unreal.
It's almost scary. You know?
Yeah, the seemed like the guys back in the 50s and 60s were just big old tough guys that just, you know, you could just take a beating and just get out there and not have quite the athleticism that you see today. But
yeah, some facts about Thanksgiving Day football. Did you know the Lions actually hosted the first Thanksgiving Day game? That was back in 1934.
Wow. Unbelievable. Yeah, what tradition there. And, again, you know the Lions are going to be playing on Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Every Thanksgiving.
And the Cowboys played their first Turkey Day game in 1966. They've played every year since then on Thanksgiving, except there were 2 years back in the 70s. The NFL was trying to kind of boost the St. Louis Cardinals.
Okay.
And they had the Cardinals play twice on Thanksgiving Day, but it never really – they didn't draw great crowds, and the games weren't that great. So I think the Cowboys offered to take the Thanksgiving Day game back, but with one exception, they had to become a permanent host.
Yes, and you know what's so great about the Cowboys and Thanksgiving? I'm going to go back to John Madden. We had the turducken season, remember?
Yeah.
Nate Newton and all those guys coming back there, and that really started the popularity of the turducken and Madden. And that gives me chills to kind of talk about that and think about it, because that was probably one of the funnest Thanksgiving Day games I've ever watched, when he was talking about the turkey leg and Nate Newton and the turducken. And it started a whole new thing.
Well, did you know there's one NFL team that has never played on Thanksgiving Day? Just one. You know, if you think about it a little bit, it has to be a newer one, so that kind of pares down the list of possibilities.
Yeah.
Want to take a shot?
Yeah, I'm gonna just put it down to two. I'd just say Carolina or the Jags.
Yeah, Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Jacksonville is the only team to never, ever play on Thanksgiving Day. There are four teams in the NFL that have never won on Thanksgiving Day. Of course, the Jags would be one. Do you want to take a shot at the other three?
That have never won?
They've never won on Thanksgiving Day. Of course, some teams rarely play. They may play like once every 10 years, if that, but...
Yeah. Okay, and you got to use their modern names. I would probably say the Cardinals on one of them.
No, they actually got to win one time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. I'm already blowing it.
strangely enough, the Cleveland Browns have never won on Thanksgiving Day. Not really sure how many times they played. The Cincinnati Bengals and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I was going to guess the Bucks. I was even going to guess the Bucks possibly never playing on Thanksgiving. I couldn't really remember. But
I'm not really sure. I don't remember them playing very often. So... maybe there's not a whole lot of possibilities there, but yeah, those are the four teams that have never, ever played on Thanksgiving Day. So I'm sure there's a lot of people listening to us that say, hey, I remember when high school football games used to be played on Thanksgiving Day.
Didn't they have a big, and of course you're the Caldwell County football historian, but didn't Butler have a Thanksgiving Day game years ago? Am I imagining reading that in your book?
Yeah, no. They used to play Marion every Thanksgiving Day.
That's what I was
thinking,
yep. And that was a big game, and everybody would come down or whatever. For
probably 30 years, the big thing to do on Thanksgiving was get up and go to the football game.
Man, how fun would that be? Yeah.
You know, that was back in the 20s, 30s, 40s. I think it ran into the 50s a little bit. Although toward the end, for whatever reason, Marion got out of that slot, and Butler tried to keep that going by playing Madisonville for a couple of years on Thanksgiving Day. But a lot of people might not realize that, you know, we talk so much about the playoffs anymore, and it's all about, well, how many teams should get in. And at one time, there was just one team from each district, then there was two, now there's four. Right. But prior to 1959, there were no high school playoffs in Kentucky. You know, you played your season, and the Thanksgiving Day thing was kind of your bowl game, for a lack of a better term. And
that's what I was going to ask. I didn't know what kind of how that format was. Was the season over, or was it just toward the end of the season you just had one big special game? Or the way
that was just kind of the way the season ended, and you know, there wasn't a big deal about going to the playoffs or any of those things. But
do you know off the top of your head the record between Marion and Butler?
No, it was really close.
I'd put you on the spot.
Yeah, I remember it being really close.
Okay.
Caldwell County has actually had a whole lot better success against Crittenden County than I think Butler did against Marion. But I think all those games are usually pretty close. And like I said, it'd be a big deal in both towns, and they'd bring the bands and have all kinds of cool stuff.
Now, where did they play football in Crittenden County, Marion, at that time? Do you know?
That I'm not sure.
Okay. That'd be interesting to see where they play ball up there.
Yeah, I'm not sure where their original field is. Of course, at one time, teams here – There was a field just up West Main Street here where the branch bank is
right,
now.
Right behind,
that,
yeah.
Yeah, that was the field they started on before the Butler field was there. So a lot of people might not realize that was actually the ballpark back in the day. But that's going back a little before my time. I don't really remember that. But
that's pretty neat, though. I mean, that is really neat. And there's still somewhat of a lot back there.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and Butler came along in the 1930s. And, right. Was one of the better football venues around for a long time, and I'm sure there's a lot of former Kaw County Tigers and fans that can remember people lining the top of the fence around Butler and just packing that place for a football game.
One of the first memories, of course, I grew up in Florida. I was 12, moved here in 1980, and so I would come here to visit relatives that lived here, and I remember being a little kid and seeing that wall around the football field. And in Florida, at least where I ran around, you didn't see walls like that around football fields. You know, it was just either chain link fence or whatever. You know, or they weren't even fence. They're almost kind of like stadiums that I can remember. But I was talking to someone here in town the other day. Of course, the WPA built that wall and then went down and started on the courthouse. I was talking to Joe Storms about that today. We're talking about the courthouse, and he mentioned that. So I thought that was pretty cool. The WPA work projects came in and built the wall, then went down and started on the courthouse, where they were doing it simultaneously. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty neat.
And how cool is it that we still use that stadium?
Yes.
You know, it's now the soccer stadium. So
yeah, I mean, and You just get out there, and you know it's Caldwell County hallowed ground when you step your foot out there on that. Okay. You know, it's where most of us, you know, learned the game or attempted to learn the game, started the game. You know, I know in middle school, you know, being out there and you just knew it was a special place.
Yeah.
So.
Well, one of my favorite stories, and I'm not sure if it's accurate or not, or if it got embellished over the years, but of course, one of the biggest wins ever was the 25-0 win over Lexington Lafayette in 1963 in the state semifinals.
Right.
And it was down here, and of course, everybody says that the field was a quagmire because it had rained and rained and rained. And I think the Lexington school had even tried to get the game moved because they didn't want to play on the field, but apparently it was Princeton's call, Caldwell County's call, so they played the game, and of course, Lexington got beat 25-0. And some of their fans on the way out was like, well, you know, it'd have been a lot different game if this had been played on a dry field. And there was a reporter from Louisville who said, yeah, it would have been 50-0.
I love it. And, you know, you play football in weather conditions that are there. And there's no excuses. You adapt, you play. And, you know, what amazes me about that field, Todd, and I know I've heard this, especially for soccer, is that it's just not quite regulation size.
Yeah, it's a little bit small soccer, but it's really difficult to go in and move walls and move streets, so it's kind of the size it is.
But think about, even for football, though, how packed, you know, and of course, you probably didn't have as many players as we do now. There's usually not six, probably weren't six, there might have been 60 kids on the sideline then, but you know, it's just amazing to think of, you know, I'd love to have seen a game back in the day there, a football game there, to see just how everybody, you know, we've seen the pictures, people on the roofs, people, you know, along the wall and sitting on the wall, but it's just, it just would be awesome to be inside there. You know, Ty Murray Stadium down,
Ty Holland.
Ty Holland said Murray, that's, I haven't had enough coffee yet. Ty Holland Stadium at Murray gives you that same kind of Butler feel.
Yeah.
There's something neat about that stadium. And just the
Russellville.
Same kind of vibe for it, and it's just neat that we're still playing football at those kind of places.
Yeah, just interesting to think about, and you know, the back line in the end zone for football was about a step away from the wall, so you didn't go flying out the back of the end zone to try to make a catch or anything. You know, back in the day, it was
no way you could, or you might end up you know, pretty hurt.
But you know, so many things now when you look at fields and. Even in the NFL, I mean, you go back and look at where they used to play. They used to play in Fenway Park. They used to play at Wrigley Field in Chicago.
Yep.
And you go back and look at how they had to jam the football field in, and sometimes maybe the end zones weren't completely 10 yards deep because they didn't quite have enough room, and there was always a fence. You know, there's little jagged.
And there's a goalpost in the end zone.
Yeah. And but you could never do that today because there's got to be, like, so much space between the line and, you know, the nearest – whatever building or whatever, pole. Well, back in the day, they didn't think about that. If you had room to mark down the yardage, or you just played football there. So
I know I had a neat football field in my front yard on Main Street.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it worked for us.
Ty Engelbright is in with us on the Sideline Report this morning. We need to get to a timeout on the show, but we'll come back and have our top fives for you right after this. Once again, today, our top five songs that enhanced your favorite sports movie. So think about that. We'll come back with our top five after this as we roll on the Sideline Report here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
This is Lance Stallings inviting you to look to us for your next pre-owned vehicle. Our family provides great vehicles at a great price. Come see why we were voted best used car dealer in the best of Western Kentucky.
Your Weather Edge Weather Center forecast. This Thanksgiving Day, a 50-50 chance for showers after lunchtime. Mostly cloudy skies with a high of 61. Then tonight, showers are likely. 80% chance with a low around 46. By Friday, a 30% chance of shower sticks around until lunchtime, where we'll have mostly cloudy skies and a high of 58. And then Friday night, a 40% chance of showers, mainly after midnight going into the weekend, mostly cloudy with a low around 42. But back to this afternoon, again, a coin flip for some showers, mostly cloudy, high of 61.
If you're involved in an auto accident, it's your choice where your vehicle is repaired. Some insurance companies refer you to Pro Shops because they give the insurance company discounts. But with those discounts, the insurance company has input on the parts used and might not always use what is best. At Trice Hughes Body Shop, they're not partnered with an insurance company, but they give the same lifetime limited warranty to the person who owns the vehicle at the time of repairs. Visit Trice Hughes in Princeton for your vehicle repairs.
Hello, this is Brad Harrelson with First Southern National Bank. There is little doubt that many are facing financial hardships in our country today. The statistics can be startling to look at, with as many as 70% of Americans having less than $1,000 saved for emergencies. While it can be easy to point fingers, the truth of the matter is that many folks lack the basic financial knowledge to avoid these pitfalls. To meet this need, First Southern has provided financial literacy resources so that the people of our communities can be better equipped to face the financial challenges life throws their way. We invite you to explore the Financial Literacy Resource Center at FSMB.net. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Some John Cougar Mellencamp bringing us back on Turkey Day here on the Sideline Report. We are live in the studio this morning with former co-host of the Sideline Report, Ty Engelbright. And of course, we're working on our sixth year of the Sideline Report. It's our sixth Thanksgiving Day broadcast. And Ty, we've been here live for all of them.
Yeah, and it what a pleasure it is to be here. I always appreciate you inviting me back. It's good to be here with you, especially on the Thanksgiving. And I love talking sports with you. Not that I'm the sports guru you are, but it's just fun to throw in some things with you.
You know, we were mentioning the Thanksgiving Day high school football games and just kind of looking back through 100 years of Tiger football. It's a book I picked up someplace, and you go back to the 30s and 40s, and yes, a lot of years the Thanksgiving Day game was the end of the season, but if you go back, there were a few years where the team actually took trips after that. There weren't really a lot of limitations on how many games you could play or what you could do back then, not like today where you can only play X number of games, but like in 1938, Butler played Marion to a 7-7 tie on Thanksgiving Day, but that wasn't the end of the season. The team took a trip to Florida and played three more games, December 5th, December 8th, and December 9th. So, you know, that's, three games in 5 days there. So that was a heck of a trip.
Yeah, definitely. And, I mean, to go down and get a little sun for young men up here, you know, in November to get to Florida and get to play three games, I mean, shoot, had to be invigorating.
Yeah. The December 5th, 1938 game at Lake Worth, Florida, Butler came up short in that one, but an unusual note that I found in one of the newspapers from that game, the gate receipts were stolen from the school after the game. Thankfully, Butler had already been paid its share, you know, for the game. But about $400 in receipts were stolen, and this was in 1938. So I'm not sure the conversion rate, but that'd be quite a bit more money now.
Yeah, definitely.
So just interesting. And a couple of times the team went to South Carolina, and, you know, you're talking about being on the coast back in the early 40s. World War II was going on, so you don't really know who was out in the waters.
Patrol on the coast.
Yeah.
Just boat.
Yeah. Just interesting that they took those trips, and you know, it seems like a fun time. I'm sure they probably took trains to those kind of games. And how cool would it be to go to Florida now and just play three football games?
And think about the communication. You know, now, you know, there's, you know, coaches pick up a phone or text or whatever. I mean, back then, I guess you just used a telephone. But how do you arrange who you play? You know, just the communication factor was totally different.
There had to be some kind of connection.
That's what I say. It had to be a connection.
But put together a three-game trip to Florida in a week, that's pretty impressive. And
definitely. You know. And think about if you know, if you have a tough physical game, what's it like to turn around and play three games? And
two of those games were on back-to-back days. Yeah. I mean, that's
they don't make them like that anymore, Todd.
Well, and that was still when you played 11 guys and you played both ways. If you came out of the game back then, you didn't go back in. You were done.
I wonder what the concussion protocol was like.
I don't think there were many. I think there was a lot of shake it off and get back in, you know.
Yeah, that's Warriors, buddy. Yeah. That's all you got to say.
Different game.
Warriors, definitely.
All right, let's move on to our top five for this Thanksgiving Day, our top five songs that enhanced your favorite sports movie. So, Ty, I'll let you go first.
We're going to start with number five.
Yeah, number five.
Okay. I can't believe this is my number five, but it is. It should be higher, but it's not. And I'm going to go with, and I've got split songs here for this one, and I've got that on a couple one. I'm All Right by Kenny Loggins and Any Way You Want It by Journey.
Of course, all right.
To me, those define Caddyshack.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, but like I said, I can't believe it's number five because that's one of my favorite sports movies.
Well, in a funny coincidence, my number five is actually Any Way You Want It by Journey from Caddyshack, just because that scene always cracks me up when Rodney Dangerfield's character is blaring the music loud.
They're out in the fairway.
From his incredibly
dancing.
Large golf bag. I mean, it's hard not to laugh when you
it's just it's classic movie making. And of course, Harold Ramis, the guy that directed that, I think it was one of his first movies. He was a National Lampoon writer. He wrote part of it, and then you know
they ad-libbed a lot of it.
Bill Murray, I think I heard ad-libbed most his parts, but it was just it was a piece of filmmaking that just kind of came together and worked.
Well, didn't they add the gopher late?
I think they did.
After they had filmed everything. They were trying to figure out, how do we tie all this together now?
Yep, I think that's right.
So we're on course with our number five. Yep. How about number four?
Yeah, I'm not real happy with this one, but I had to put it just because it just defines sports and sports movies. And I'm going to Rocky III for this one, The Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, yeah, you got to have
that
one.
With Survivor, and that you just got to have it when you talk about sports movies. It's just it's played everywhere, every sport now, and it just sort of – it really overtook the airwaves and that particular movie.
I wondered how long we would go before we got to a Rocky song.
Right there.
So my number four is from Rocky IV. It's Hearts on Fire by John Cafferty.
Yeah.
And I could have gone a lot of different ways because the Rocky IV soundtrack is great.
You've
got Burning Heart by Survivor, No Easy Way Out by Robert Tepper, Living in America by James Brown. But I went Hearts on Fire because, you know, we talked about enhancing your favorite sports movie or sports scene. Well, that entire montage before he fights the Russian.
Yes.
That's
Ivan Drago. Yeah. That's right.
It's Hearts on Fire. So that's the one you remember.
And that's right in our wheelhouse when we were jocking.
Yeah.
WPKY, you know, we were kids. So
played No Easy Way Out by Robert Tepper
a lot.
That's
a great cut. Yeah.
And it has the intro where you can read the weather over it and kind of get into it. So
exactly.
It's a perfect song.
You know it, man. You know, you've been doing it too long. My number three is going to be, I'm kind of wimped out on this one, but it's just absolutely beautiful. Makes me be, and I'm going with Vangelis, The Chariots of Fire.
Yeah, I considered that.
I love that movie. It's beautiful, but my favorite part of that movie is at the very end when they're playing they're at Harold Abraham's funeral. I'm sure I'm not spoiling it. The movie came out in the 80s, but
yeah, I think it's a little late for spoilers at this point.
And they're playing a song that you don't hear. They played in Great Britain a lot. It's called Jerusalem.
Yeah,
and so it's a beautiful song about Jesus Christ possibly being on the shore of Great Britain. It's a mythical kind of thing, but they talk about Jerusalem, and it's a beautiful, beautiful song. They sang it a lot in Great Britain, and very moving when you see the young guys. They flash back when they're running down the beach. You know,
well, interesting, I think, at the last British Open, the Open Championship, you know, for those not in America, but I think they were talking about the beach there by the course was actually the beach where they filmed Chariots of Fire. So that's
I think that's probably really one of the most beautiful endings of a movie out there. So if you haven't seen it, you need to check it out.
Yeah. So we're up to number three, right? All right. Well, this is going to be a bit of a repeat, but I've got Eye of the Tiger, Survivor from Rocky III. It's, to me, that song is the second most memorable thing from the movie. Of course, that's the one with Mr. T.
Yep.
And, of course, he was Clubber Lang. And before the big fight, he was asked for his prediction. He said, "My prediction, pain."
Yeah, pain. That's exactly right.
And nobody was bigger than Mr. T at that time.
No.
And Hulk Hogan was in
exactly.
Rocky
Thunder III. Lips.
Yes.
He was Thunder Lips.
That was kind of, you know, he kind of broke from that.
He really did. And, you know, I got I think I watched Rocky Balboa the other night, and I got to thinking, man, how incredible, you know, that particular character has played into our pop culture.
Yeah, he's not a mythical creation anymore. He's like a real guy.
Yeah, and you know, I saw Sylvester Stallone after the Rocky won Best Picture in 1976 at the Oscars. I saw an interview, and he thanked his mythical, he called it a mythical friend or something like that, Rocky Balboa, because it totally changed his life, and it's just changed pop culture for us.
Has. For all intents and purposes, Rocky Balboa was a great Philadelphia fighter.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Okay, so we're up to number two.
Number two, this is one of my favorite sports movies, and I got a slash here. And remember Vision Quest in 1984 with Matthew Modine?
The greatest soundtrack to any movie ever.
Yeah, so I had to have it. I love Journey's Only the Young.
Yes.
That was actually off the Frontiers album. Mm. And then they put it on the soundtrack, but it's got a great soundtrack.
Yes.
You know, I think Tangerine Dream did a lot of the music for it, but at least the score. Mm-hmm. You know, some of that the parts through it, but yeah. And then of course John Waite's got a song called Change. There's a great scene when he's in the gym and he's climbing a pegboard in the wrestling room, and John Waite's Change is in there. So I have John Waite's Change and Only the Young in Vision Quest.
You don't have Hungry for Heaven on the list.
I love Dio, Hungry for Heaven, and I mean, you could have put a whole bunch on there. Yeah. But like the soundtrack, the whole thing is just fantastic. We had it at the radio station back in the 80s, and I mean, you and I both burnt that thing up.
Of course, Madonna had a big hit off of that too. So.
That was her breakthrough. She had a song called "The Gambler," I think, wasn't it? "You're a Gambler" or something, and "Crazy for You."
Yeah,
there were two songs on there: "Crazy for You" and "The Gambler." Yeah,
that's one of the best movie soundtracks ever, not just sports, but ever. I mean,
so yeah,
you kind of had that back in the 80s. If you didn't have a soundtrack with your movie wasn't going anyplace.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So that's it. That was a huge one for me.
Okay, my number two, and don't know if you've got this one or not, Ty, but this one comes from The Karate Kid. You're the Best Around.
Yep.
Joe Esposito.
You know, I consider the Karate Kid movies another good, all the other, you know, great soundtracks. Peter Cetera, you know, did a lot, you know, the Joe Esposito song is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, that could easily been on my list. I think that's a great pick.
So, yeah, there were several that just missed my list.
Yep.
You know, a lot of times these top fives are kind of tough
to
put together.
You dug deep for that one, but I like it. I like it.
It was different. You know, you're always looking for something different. And I think of that song all the time. At ball games, it always runs through my head. So
you know that John Parr song. What was there a movie that did John?
St. Elmo's Fire.
Yeah. So I mean, just like that. You know, that thing was a huge hit.
Yeah.
But that's all you ever heard of that guy. Yeah. That was it.
Yeah. Well, again, if you had a movie in the 80s, you had to have a soundtrack to go with it. That was just part of it.
And a lot of the hits of the 80s came from soundtracks.
Okay, we're up to number one on our top five songs that enhanced your favorite sports movie.
Is it boring? Yes. Is it probably the best, in my opinion? Yes. And I've got to go with the entire score from Rocky by Bill Conti.
Oh, wow.
I'm going with the entire score. Gonna Fly Now is great, but just the way the whole score was intertwined within the whole movie was just brilliant. I think, you know, Rocky's a movie that stirs emotions, and music stirs emotions, but you combine good filmmaking, quality filmmaking, with a great score and music, and you put it in the right spots, it just enhances it tenfold. Mm-hmm. So for me, just the way I've got to give Rocky number one, and then the entire score and the way it was used to enhance the entire emotional aspect of the movie.
Well, once again, we're kind of on the same wavelength because my number one is Gonna Fly Now by Bill Conti.
Yep.
And, you know, the famous scene from Rocky is where he's running through the streets of Philadelphia and all the kids fall in behind him and he runs up the stairs of the Philadelphia Library and there's a big scene. But do we even remember that scene without the music with it?
No, like I said, to me, that score and the way it was used within the film, how many times are you inspired by the whole thing? And then just the ending, you know, when you know he's in the ring, he's battling out with Apollo, and here's Adrian, you know, running to get to him.
Yeah.
And the way, I mean, whew, just chills me up, man.
Well, and the one thing that a lot of times we forget about the first Rocky movie, Rocky didn't win at the end.
And that's powerful.
Yeah.
Because, no, he didn't win, but he was a winner because he made it the 15 rounds and did it.
He went the distance.
Yeah, he went the distance. And, you know, if you – man, every time I'm down and out maybe a little bit and just feeling – I put that on and, man, I'm ready to go.
So where are we at now in Rocky movies? Do we have 8 of them, 7 of them?
I think that's right. Like I said, the first time the other night that I watched Rocky Balboa, it was pretty good. I haven't seen – I've seen bits and pieces of the Creed stuff.
I was going to say, that's not even counting the Creed movies.
And you know, in Creed, I think he won a Golden Globe for some of the Creed. So the writing's definitely good. The story's definitely good. Yeah. And I'm a huge fan of Stallone and that whole series. You know, people seem to think, oh, my gosh, another Rocky, and it's kind of made fun of. But for the most part, they're quality stuff. It's quality stuff.
There was a scene in Spaceballs, you know, where they're watching the news, and they talk about the new Rocky movie, Rocky 5000.
Oh, leave it to Mel Brooks. That's great.
But I was going to say, the first Rocky movie, to me, is the best. It's always going to be the best.
No doubt.
I love a lot of them. You know, Rocky IV, the soundtrack's my favorite.
It's a good way to blow an afternoon.
Yeah.
You know, you're sitting at home, TNT comes on or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah, start showing them just in order.
And you're like, man, I'm hooked the rest of the afternoon. Yeah. I got nothing to do. I'm in.
But that was good. Our top five lists were actually good. And I had some others that I wanted to put on there. I had
so
I'm All Right from Caddyshack, but then I went with Any Way You Want It by Journey.
And again, I slashed them. That's probably not fair. But to me, they just kind of go hand in hand. You know? And you know, Caddyshack has some great music in there. You know, Kenny Loggins, you know, there were some neat tunes.
Yeah, he was the soundtrack guy.
He was the soundtrack, yeah. So, it's just good stuff, man.
Yeah, if you didn't have Kenny Loggins doing your movie soundtrack, then what kind of movie did you have?
And this is not a sports movie, but there's a movie, and it sounds crazy, from the 80s called Valley Girl. Remember that?
I do, barely.
It was one of Nicolas Cage's. You can't find the soundtrack anymore, actually, and help it. I mean, what a great – I mean, they say that's probably one of the best, most popular movie soundtracks of all time, and you can't find it. They say if you can find it – hang on to it, you know, especially if it's on vinyl.
Do you ever watch a movie and you think, hey, I don't remember that song being there before? I think sometimes they have difficulty getting clearance for music
later on.
And I would swear they go in and change the music in movies, and that drives me nuts.
No, you're exactly right. There's no doubt. I forget what I was watching recently. I'm going to go, that's not supposed to be in there.
Yeah, that song's not right
something. Yeah. And it's like, how did that get in there? Yeah. When did they, you know, why did they do that? But yeah, I think surely it's some sort of copyright, you know, BMI kind of thing. So we know about that.
I guess if you had the soundtrack, though, that part of that was that music could be there. There was probably some kind of deal that if you're on the soundtrack, it's in the movie and it's perpetual.
Yeah, and I think what happens, probably they don't get properly permission to use a song, and then they just have to, you know, have to overdub it with something else.
Yeah.
You know,
good top five though.
I think so. Yeah. I think it's pretty solid. I think I bet you we probably if we thought about it could have probably had a top 10 with that.
We probably could have. We'd have gone past the top of the hour, but
and if y'all forget it, then we'll just do it again sometime and probably have a different one.
And
like
we'll
you
have completely different. You know, in 6 months they'll be different.
Exactly.
Ty Engelbright is with us on the Sideline Report this morning. Happy Thanksgiving Day. We appreciate you tuning in this morning for a live Sideline Report from WPKY Studios on West Main Street. We need to get to a timeout. We'll have more right after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
This is Lance Stallings inviting you to look to us for your next pre-owned vehicle. Our family provides great vehicles at a great price. Come see why we were voted best used car dealer in the best of Western Kentucky.
Your Weather Edge Weather Center forecast. We've got showers likely this afternoon for Thanksgiving, mostly cloudy skies, high near 60, and then tonight showers are pretty much expected, low around 46, that chance of precipitation nearing 100%. Then by Friday, a 30% chance of showers in the early morning, going into lunchtime, mostly cloudy skies after, with a high of 57. And then Friday night, a 40% chance of showers, which lingers into early Saturday morning. This is going to come after midnight, mostly cloudy skies leading into it, with a low around 41. But back to this afternoon, stuff your face with turkey and catch a nap, because showers are likely, mostly cloudy, and 60.
Need cash fast? Contact ABC Finance now.
The hustle and bustle of the holiday season is stressful enough without adding financial worry to the list.
At ABC Finance, we want you to enjoy this time of year and offer a deferred payment program on the holiday season.
Hi, this is Savannah Seymour at the Princeton ABC Finance location.
And this is Todd Morris at the Hopkinsville location.
Make this season the best ever with the help of ABC Finance.
At ABC Finance, we provide loans up to $15,000. Decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour.
Our commitment is to make the loan process quick, easy, and stress-free. We can even consolidate all loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed. Walk-ins are welcome.
You can even give us a call, and we will take your application over the phone.
Or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
For more information and for great money and credit tips, like ABC Finance on Facebook. Happy holidays!
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
At YourSportsEdge.com, we strive every day to continue to bring you the gold standard in high school sports coverage with more on your teams and your players.
Where did it show up there?
And while they are not gold, those crystal awards we have won for doing what we love to do are pretty cool too.
Something you see every day.
The Kentucky Broadcaster's Best Digital Product Award winner. YourSportsEdge.com.
We are back on the Sideline Report here at 1580 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks a lot for tuning in on this Thanksgiving Day. Ty Engelbright in the studio with us, the former co-host of the Sideline Report, and enjoy having him back in every year for the anniversary show and then for the Thanksgiving show. And Ty, we were just talking that going back to the first show we did, we didn't really promote how long it was going to be because we weren't sure how long we could talk sports on the radio, and we just kind of went with it. But we filled an hour that day, and it seems like somehow we always managed to have plenty to talk about when we come in.
Yeah, and it's really great. It says a lot, really, about you taking this thing and running with it. We started it really not knowing what we were going to do as far as a show is concerned, but six Thanksgiving together. Hopefully there's many more, and to talk sports. And I think it's kind of fun to get off topic and talk about other things sometimes with the top tens and whatever, because you're an interesting guy and you got all kinds of interest and things to talk about. You know, we could talk about heavy metal music. We can talk about
My concert last night.
Yeah. I mean, the guy, you got to give it to Todd. Todd was up checking out Wasp at the Ryman, and you don't get a good heavy metal act at the Ryman Auditorium.
And opening act, Armored Saint.
There
I've checked both of those off my list. I had never seen either one. I had never been to the Ryman Auditorium before.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite music venues in Nashville, and I've seen all kinds of great shows in there. But yeah, to come in here weary-eyed from a concert and to do the Sideline Report at 8 o'clock, I'm impressed. But you can probably get you a turkey nap later on, I'm guessing.
I got in bed about 2 o'clock, so you know I got almost 5 hours of sleep.
Pretty
so
good.
25-year-old me would have been fine with five hours of sleep.
Yeah, running on 2.5-3 hours back in the day.
But back in the sign-on days at WPKY, back in the day, it had to be there at 5:30 or so, and sometimes I went to bed just hoping to get 5 hours of sleep.
Sometimes we were cruising in there on two wheels, but we got it done.
Interesting sports time of the year. You know, basketball is starting up. The high school season starts next week. Lady Tigers open Tuesday at University Heights Academy. The Tigers open Thursday with a home match against Muhlenberg County, so basketball season's about to get going for the high schoolers, and college basketball already off and running.
Yeah, off to a heck of a start. You know, we were talking a little bit about some of the Kentucky teams. I know, I think Western won last night. I think they played, I was listening to Eddie Owen on the way in. And then, of course, University of Louisville, Kenny Payne's got where we were talking about
start.
That. Tough start for them. Kentucky, a little sluggish, you know, the way that they seem to be starting kind of the way they have the past several years. You know, they'll look great one night, mm-hmm. and then the next night, like, who is this team? And then, of course, high school, exciting stuff. You know, I've got a nephew playing this year. I mean, he's played, for several years now, but I'm looking forward to seeing him locally. And, of course, we want to wish the Tigers and Lady Tigers great basketball season.
Well, and UK football with a big game coming up Saturday against the University of Louisville. It's the Governor's Cup. And when the season started, you thought Kentucky might be in position for something special this year. They were going to, you know, try to break into that playoff format and get into the playoffs this year. And it hasn't been the season they thought. Meanwhile, head coach at Louisville looked like he was maybe on his way out. He's turned things around. And going into this week's game, Louisville is ranked number 25 in the country, and Kentucky's kind of scrambling a little bit. So I think when you were checking off wins, if you were a Kentucky Wildcat before the season, a fan of the UK Wildcats, you had that Louisville game marked down as a great big W, and now maybe not.
No, I think it's going to be an interesting game, and we'll see what Kentucky team shows up and what Louisville team shows up, and they'll get it done out on the gridiron. The great game, I guess, this week, or I don't know when to go, is the Ohio State-Michigan game,
yeah.
And that's going to be the big game to kind of see how things shuffle out toward the top. And, you know, there's still some teams kind of down there that may have a shot, you know. I'm kind of like that we've got a little bit different top four going in toward the latter part of the season this year. You got TCU, I think, and, you know, you don't have your Alabamas and your Clemsons. Not that I don't like those teams, but, you know, it's good to see other teams up there, you know, and the parity.
It feels like we're not far away, though, from another playoff expansion.
Yeah, it
just feels to me like that 12-team playoff is coming at some point. You give four teams buys into the next round, and
I think
part of me really likes the idea. Part of me kind of likes the tradition that we used to have, where you just play your games, and the rankings took care of who was number one, but I'm not sure, you know.
I think you're probably right. If you think about it, I mean, look at the a lot of these teams that you think of, you know, look at the way Tennessee, you know, has kind of done this year. You think, oh my goodness, you know, they came on, but then I think it'd be healthy to kind of see more teams and to have the opportunity to, because I think just the way the season grinds out, injuries, different things, you know, it gives a little bit more chance for some of these teams that are really solid and have great seasons, but just don't get a chance.
Well, you hate it that one bad performance or even one bad quarter can keep you out of the hunt for a national championship, but at the same time, you need to have that really strong season to really earn your spot in the playoffs. So it's, you know.
Well, there's no doubt in my mind the way networks are, the NCAA and these schools, that it just makes sense for, you know, it comes down to the almighty dollar.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, and there's billions of dollars to be had by adding more playoff games.
Yep.
Well, it is Thanksgiving Day. Again, we appreciate everybody tuning in. And, Ty, what's on the menu for Thanksgiving Day?
Man, I'm telling you what, I'm going to leave here, and I do it every year. I make a scalloped oysters. Some people call it oyster dressing. That's kind of a big thing in my family. So I get to put that together here in just a little bit. And, of course, the traditional stuff. But, you know, I'm one that doesn't like to shove away from the dinner table, especially on Thanksgiving. So I'm just looking forward to all of it. And, you know, just happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of you out there. We have a lot to be thankful for. We've been through a lot as a nation, as a community. But to have time to take a few moments today, and we need to do it every day, but to give thanks and to be around people you love, it's just a nice day to do that.
Well, as far as food goes, I'm kind of a straightforward guy. I like turkey and dressing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I like the mashed potatoes, the green beans, the corn. I'm kind of that guy. And,
and
the great thing about Thanksgiving is, you know, not just the Thanksgiving Day meal where everybody gets together, but man, you've got leftovers for two or three days that are just as good as, you know.
No doubt about it. That's kind of the fun part, to kind of dig in there and see, oh, what's left, you know. And then I like to make some creations. You know, you can get online and say, okay, you can combine your dressing, your cranberry sauce, your turkey, and make us kind of a sandwich. You know, you can do all kinds of things about it, you know. So I kind of like doing that.
It's kind of like Jed Clampett used to say about possum innards, you know. They're just as good the next day.
That's right. And Granny made possum innards about as good as anybody did. So, you know, I don't know if that's on the menu today, but, you know, knowing me, I'd give it a try.
Yeah. Well, who knows? It might be awesome.
Very well could be. So just very thankful for lots of things, and I think a lot of us around here have a lot to be thankful for. So I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for this radio station here in this community and the opportunity to come here and talk sports and be on from time to time. So
appreciate
it.
You dropping by.
Yes.
And like I said, we go back to September of whatever year that is, 2017. I can't act quick enough.
I think that's right.
When we started the show, and here we are still doing it.
Yeah, and I mean, you've done a fantastic job with it, and it's fun to get the stat crew in here, and you know, Gary Goodacre and Chris George and you know, those guys know a lot about sports.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to get their take on things, and you guys do a fantastic job. Of course, WPKY and your sportsedge.com is the place for sports, and just keep up the good work.
Yeah, be checking yoursportsedge.com. We've got high school basketball
previews
going up, Caldwell County previews and Lyon County previews coming a little bit later this week, but eventually we'll have every team in the second region plus Todd County Central from the fourth region. So lots of good reading to get you ready for the high school basketball season.
Yeah, it would be fun. I know you played ball down at the Fredonia Gym.
Oh, yeah.
So wouldn't it be fun to have a throwback game in the Fredonia Gym?
Well, you know, it has been discussed.
I know.
We're trying to work that out.
So if you're listening out there and having the powers that be, that would be that. I mean, I think it would. I believe you could fill it and then some.
Well, the obvious team to play down there is Crittenden County.
Yes.
I mean, that just makes sense. And maybe at some point, you know, I mean, the problem is, how do you get everybody in the gym
exactly
that would want to see it?
That's what I said. You just.
I'm not sure you could. You'd have to sell advance tickets. And just if you had a ticket, you got in. And if you didn't, you didn't. But
just have a big screen outside,
yeah,
you know. It'll probably be a nice night. But I don't know what made me bring that up. We were just talking about nostalgia and great games. Wouldn't that be fun?
It'd be awesome.
I think it'd be great.
Well, Ty, thanks for coming in.
Thank
You're
you.
Always welcome. Appreciate
it.
Your help all through the years doing the show, and just thanks for getting up early and coming in today.
I enjoyed it, Ty. Thanks for having me, and happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Thank you.
That's Ty Englebright, former co-host of the Sideline Report. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and YourSportsEdge.com. That's going to wrap us up for this Thanksgiving Day edition of the Sideline Report. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.